message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
A good God. He's an unchanging God. Unchangeable changer. Koyipada. Koyipada. I'm stepping. I'm trying to move in the footsteps of my Father in the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor V, you're cool for it. I appreciate, I want to thank God for this privilege this morning, and also for my Father for giving me this privilege. Let's appreciate God in his life this morning. Praise the Lord. Today I want to believe, and I know and I'm very certain that you will not go back the same. God has settled you this morning already. How many of you know that you already have a testimony via this morning's service? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In today's service, God is meeting with you in the name of Jesus. We have been treating a series of supernatural suspension of protocol. And this morning, we're going to be speaking on supernatural turnaround via suspension of protocol. Supernatural turnaround. I know God is turning you around this morning in the name of Jesus. There's a song, so permit me, because that's how my Father in the Lord always does it. Hallelujah. I know my God will turn it around.
I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around.
God is going to turn it around for you this morning. Hallelujah. God is turning you around this morning in the name of Jesus. Financially, you are experiencing a turnaround. Spiritually, you are experiencing a turnaround. In every area, you are experiencing a turnaround. And God will suspend protocols for your sake in the name of Jesus. Supernatural turnaround via suspension of protocols. Suspension of protocol is accessing what other successful people got, but not going through what they went through. We've treated so many things on suspension of protocol from the first Sunday till now. And I know today, Jehovah is delivering us into your hands in the name of Jesus. Psalm 126 verse 1 says, when the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Psalm 126 verse 1, media. We were like them that dream, alright? When the Lord turned around, it turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. This morning, God is turning your situation around. In the name of Jesus. Turn around is not common for everybody. Turnaround is not common. So this morning, that is why the topic is supernatural turnaround. I see God supernaturally turning you around this morning in the name of Jesus. When a man gets a good job, good pay, without lobbying, that's a supernatural turnaround. Without going through, sometimes even without going, I've seen people come to testify that they didn't go for an interview, yet they got the job. That's a supernatural turnaround. When you see a lady, not so fine like that, you know, probably in her eyes, she's just there. And yet she got married to a handsome man, a well-loaded man, tonguing brother, spiritual ruling. That is a supernatural turnaround. Perhaps you grew up in a face me, I slap you house, and you found yourself living in a flat. That is a supernatural turnaround. Hallelujah. For somebody here today, the Lord is turning your situation around in the name of Jesus. Our God is a God of protocol suspension. He suspends protocol so that men can know that he is not a one-way God. God suspends protocol. If he likes, he can do it this way. He has suspended so many protocols. He suspended the law of biology in the life of Sarah. Sarah was menopause. From menopause, she went to menopause. From menopause, she went to whatever. But yet the God that did not obey the law of biology suspended protocols on her behalf and turned her life around. She was supposed to be close to her grave, yet she became a mother. Hallelujah. The God suspended the law of physics. I don't know much about physics, but I know that it is not normal for you to see human beings walk on water. This same God did it. He walked on water. He never sank. Hallelujah. That same God that suspends protocol will suspend upon you in your life this morning in the name of Jesus. God is always in the habit of doing wondrous things. You know, he suspended the law of gravity. Jesus himself ascended. He came through the normal way. His entry is not a suspension of protocol, but his exit was a suspension. In fact, his entry is a suspension of protocol. He suspended biology protocol. Normally, it is normal for a man to meet with a woman before you get pregnant. But in the case of Jesus, he suspended protocol. He came without Joseph meeting with Mary at all. Mary gave birth, and yet, I want to believe, her hymen was still intact. She was still a virgin. I don't know how that could have been, but that can only be for my God. That same God that suspends protocol. The Bible says he's an unchanging changer. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's suspended in those times. He is still in the business of suspending it, and he will continue to suspend protocols. For your sake, your own will not be an exemption. God is set to turn you around this morning, and he will suspend protocols in the name of Jesus. We serve an unpredictable God. Your situation might look bad. Your situation might look terrible. And people are trying to calculate for you. How can your salary justify your means? How can you live with this present state of salary? My God is not a God of human calculation. He doesn't calculate the way we calculate. When he steps in, everybody keeps quiet. You know, Jesus looked at the fig tree. And he told the fig tree, dry off. You know, normally it will take normal process for the fig tree to dry off. On the normal process, there shouldn't have been rain. The leaves should grow brown. It's like a procedure. But God is not a God, because he himself is the time. You know, he is the God of time. He can bash into anybody's time and disrupt it for his own glory. This morning, Jehovah will enter your life to the glory of his name and turn it around in the name of Jesus. I don't care what the doctor's report have said concerning you. I'm believing my God that God has suspended protocols will turn you around to the glory of his name. God doesn't turn around for anything other than to the glory of his name. Your life will glorify God. Your life will glorify God. Men will see evidence that this can only be God. And I assure you this morning that this morning is your set time. When is your set time? When is your set time? When is your set time? Let your limbo hear. When is your set time? And God will deliver you. Quickly, I have some few examples of supernatural turnaround. People that have experienced supernatural turnaround via suspension of protocols. Quickly open with me to the book of Exodus chapter 12. Verse 35 to 36, Exodus chapter 12. I'll be quickly, the first example I have is the children of Israelites. You know something about the children of Israelites? Something amazing. They experienced a supernatural turnaround via suspension of protocols. How did that happen? Let's quickly read this verse together. It says, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. The next verse quickly. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. Can you imagine? And they spoiled the Egyptians. That winning of spoil means they ripped them off. Permit me to say this in Yoruba. They ripped them off. They stripped them of everything. Perhaps you don't understand this very verse very well. The children of Israel were slaves to the Egyptians. Egyptians were cruel with them. They ordered them around. Do this, do that. In one day, a turnaround came. What was that turnaround? God gave them access. They went to their so-called boss. It's unimaginable for you to have a house help that you order around. The house help knows probably you have a gold worth of 1 billion in your house and says, and the house help comes to you. I don't know if it is. She comes to you and says, Madam, good afternoon. Please, that 1 billion gold you have in your safe, maybe you kept it in the vault of First Bank. Can I have it? And then you say, Madam says, why not? A normal thinking Madam will slap her. It is not normal. You did not ask for 1,000 naira. You did not ask for 2,000 naira. You came in, asked for my treasured possessions. They so spoiled the Egyptians, the gold was so much that many years, I mean, much more, if the gold wasn't so much, there was a time that you removed all part of the gold. They used it in making a calf. I don't know what the quantity of gold you have presently. Can it mold a cockroach? This one molded a calf. That is to tell you the quantity they had. I tell you, these people came from what? Slaves. And in one day, their lives were turned around. That is why I'm sent to tell you this morning, that same Jehovah will turn you around. If it were to be the normal protocol, they would have worked for many years before they could have had such wealth. But Jehovah has commanded it in his book. He said, I will give you the wealth of the heathen. I will give you the treasures of the Gentile. This morning, the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus. Another good example of a supernatural turnaround can be found in the book of John chapter 2. That's the story of the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Jesus turned water into wine. That story is so funny because that was the first example. That was the first miracle Christ did in the Bible. Something amazing happened in this scripture. Normally when you go to weddings, it is the goodies they serve first. So they will show you that they are well prepared for this occasion. Yes or no? For some of us that have, you don't have occasion coming. Very soon, I decree concerning somebody here, you will have occasion soon. Occasion of good news. Occasion of increase. Occasion of housewarming. Car dedications. Convocations. Matriculations. As you desire. Occasions will always come your way. In the name of Jesus. Your house will not be empty. Tell your neighbor, my house will not be empty. Occasion of baby dedications. Naming ceremonies. Wedding thanksgivings. Hallelujah. Somebody, I see you, is two that God is giving you. Twins, four, three. Receive it. Oh, somebody is smiling at me. It's just you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. In this very scenario, the couple was almost embarrassed. At the height, at the peak of the occasion, all of a sudden, wine ran out. They ran out of wine. And Jesus was asked, you know something? He suspended. If it was in the normal protocol, normal procedure, they were supposed to go get some money, buy wine. If they were to buy wine, or even if they are not buying, if they were to manufacture, you will have gone through some normal chemical reactions, enzymatic reaction, some, I don't know much about the biochemistry, but it must have gone through some H2O, from H2O to CH something something, become a wine. Praise the Lord. But God suspended all of these enzymatic biochemical reactions and chemical reactions. Brought it. Hallelujah. He turned it around. And so much so they had plenty. Not just plenty. Good wine. Your life will be good. Your life will be good. When Jehovah turns things around, He doesn't turn it around to leave it the same. People will see it and say, this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. That shall be your testimony. Number three example is in the life of Joseph. In the life of Joseph. In the book of Genesis chapter 41, verse 40 to 41. Genesis 41. Joseph experienced a supernatural turnaround. So much. This man was a prisoner. And in one day. Somebody say in one day. That day of your own turnaround is today. In the name of Jesus. In one day, Jehovah, the God of protocol suspension, suspended protocol in the life of Joseph. Moved him from a prisoner to the level of what? A prime minister without election. No election. No primaries. No secondaries. No billboard. No votes. You know, perhaps if it were in the Nigerian setting. You know, and he just, from a prisoner, came up. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 40 to 41, if you read how high his position was, he says, thou shalt be over my house. In other words, until Joseph became a general overseer of Pharaoh's house. And according unto thy word, shall all my people be ruled. In other words, it was Joseph that was actually ruling. Only in the throne. In other words, me, I'm just like a figurehead. Only in the throne, because I don't want to leave the throne. And where will I be?
I just sit down, so they, but you be ruling. He says, and only in the throne, please, only in the throne will I be greater than thou. I can't empty the seats, but you keep ruling. Hallelujah. Verse 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Whatever Pharaoh had been, decision he had been making before, Joseph began to make it. This guy, no contest, no election. He rose up from a prisoner, common prisoner. Do you know his fault? His fault was he raped. That verdict alone is enough for them to finish him in the prison there. But no, if it were in the Nigerian settings, they would say, prisoner, we will have to Senate, let's sit. They will have to recall him. And then in the course of recalling him from that position, maybe him too can do some drama in the recalling. Or maybe where the senators are sitting, they can come and carry the mace and take it away. Praise the Lord. But our God did not subject Joseph to that kind of... God will help us in our country. God will help us in our country, oh, in the name of Jesus. For you this morning, God is turning your situation around. Quickly, how to attract supernatural turnaround. How can you attract supernatural turnaround? Number one, pursue God. Tell your neighbor, pursue God. You can't bow before God and bow before men. Choir, the Hall of Gladness usually sing a song. I cannot bow before God, right? And bow before men, no way. Mm-mm. When you bow before God, you can't continue to do a beg, sir, for a man too. The God you bow for will settle you. He will turn your situation around. That is why I know your situation will be turned around in the name of Jesus. That was what finished King Saul in the Bible. King Saul was trying to please men and at the same time try to be what God wants him to be. He can't walk. When you pursue God, you know something? If you can go study your Bible, when Saul was newly appointed, the Bible said God touched the hearts of men to follow him. So it is the hearts of all men are in God's hands. Why don't you pursue that God? Let him settle you, and then he will fix everything that needs to be fixed for you. Praise the Lord. Let God pursue after God. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom. You have to seek it. Don't be complacent with your spirituality. Don't be too complacent. Whether I'm a Christian, yes, no, no. Pursue. The psalmist said, as my soul panted after, my heart panted after thee. So does my, how did the psalmist even put itself again? As the deer panted after the brook, so does my soul panted after thee. Hallelujah. The psalmist, the devil was a man that panted after God's heart. As the deer panted after water, after the brook, so does my soul panted after thee. Hallelujah. When you pant after God, God settles you. And he settled David big time. Somebody say big time. God is settling you this morning in the name of Jesus. You know, note this one. It is where in the course of running after God, don't mind what men say. It is not about what men say. It is not about what God thinks. It's not about what men think. It is about what God will think about you. Our God is a God, good God. When you pursue him, he settles you. You know something? In the days of Saul, Saul that persecuted the Christians then, he so much persecuted the unbelievers in the early days. And then I want to believe that the early Christians must have gathered to be praying. Kill every persecutor. But God did not hear that prayer. Rather, God had a plan for him. I don't want to kill this man. I will change him. And God changed him from Saul to become Paul. Hallelujah. The same scenario, Herod was also a persecutor of Christians. If the Christians had gathered to say, convert Herod. No, the same God in the same scenario, he didn't convert Herod. What did he say? No, this man, he will die. And Herod was taken away. Fix your heart on God. God knows what best concerning you.
and he will fix it for you. This morning, I know God will fix your situation. I know God will fix your situation and he will turn things around for you in the name of Jesus. You can't trust God with your life and lose it. No. You cannot trust God with your life and lose it. When you put your life in God's hands, there is always a situation of turnaround for you. And I know for you this morning, yours is set today in the name of Jesus. Number two, how to attract protocol suspension is what? Obedience. Somebody say obedience. In the book of Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 5, there is a story of Peter in that place. Obedience. Luke 5, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of the Lord, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, verse 2, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Verse 3, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Your nets for a draught. Praise the Lord. Obedience is the key. If you, from the scripture we just read now, Peter had every reason. He had toiled all night, caught nothing. I'm very sure, most times, especially for men, God, when you go out and you are, or maybe you are in business and you didn't earn enough money like you ought to. The whole day, no sales. You come back home, even if your wife is trying to smile to you, you just bone. You are not happy. Why? Because there is no returns. In this same scenario, Peter was dejected, frustrated. Say all the words you can say. Why? He wasn't just happy with the situation. There was no result. But Jesus stepped in. But when he stepped in, you did something? Obedience. At his word, that was Peter said, at thy word, look, I have told all night. Nevertheless, at thy word, at the word of Jesus, the same place, the same environment, the same water where he had told all night before. Yet, at the word of Jesus, what happened? There was a supernatural turnaround. Peter experienced from catching no fish. He experienced a great multitude of fishes. Every fish entered into his net, that the net began to break. Praise the Lord. And he couldn't even carry it alone. That is why I know for you this morning, the kind of turnaround the Lord is going to give to you, it will be so much, you will call others to come and benefit. You will call others to come and benefit. This was the life of Peter. Why? Because he moved from dejection. He moved from frustration to a level of abundance. Hallelujah. Not just abundance. Abundance that he couldn't eat alone. He had to beckon to others. There is a level of wealth that when God gives you, you can't eat alone. If you know you are getting to that level, shout hallelujah. As students, there is a level of intelligence God gives you. You can't, if you want to be quiet, people will notice you that is a scholar in our class. They will come and meet you. By the time they see this result, they see that result. Say, Suraya, please, can you explain this to me? Not even if you are shy, even if you don't know how to talk, via the level of the result you command, they will come and meet you. That is why I know for somebody here this morning, men will locate you. Men will locate you in the name of Jesus. Your obedience to instructions guarantees your turnaround. On this pulpit, diverse instructions has gone forth. Instructions on how to become financially buoyant, how to become healthy, how to become this, how to be settled maritally. A lot of instructions. Your turnaround is not dependent on the level of your hearing. Your turnaround is dependent on the level of your doing. Tell your neighbor, do the word. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, if ye be willing and obedient, if ye be willing and obedient, there is a level of hearing, I hear. There is a level of doing. Hearing, doing what you hear brings a turnaround. There is no turnaround sitting here and listening. No. Turnaround comes when you have received the word, act on it, and you will experience a turnaround. You know, divers what has gone forth. Obedience, obey him. In aspect of financial aspect, how do you experience a turnaround? Pay your tithe, pay your do your offering, do this, do that. If you can put to practice all you have heard and be obedient to such word, you will experience a turnaround. And I decree concerning you, you will experience a turnaround. In Genesis chapter 12, the obedience that Abraham did was what brought him out, was what brought a supernatural turnaround for him. Hallelujah. Perhaps you don't know, Father Abraham came from a family that had a lot of problems. Yes, problematic family. It's that same problem. His father was a pagan. He worshipped idols. So the part of his siblings, somebody died before his time. Somebody died young. Somebody did this. Things were not okay in that family. Yeah, you know, but somehow God visited him. Genesis chapter 12. If God had not visited Abraham in that family, you might never have heard of the word Abraham. But God visited him. And let's read Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Genesis 12 verse 1. And now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Praise the Lord. Lord instructed Abraham. And immediately, the Bible says in the next verse, Abraham departed. Praise the Lord. And I will make of thee, if you read further, and Abraham departed. You know something? The level of your doing the word brings a turnaround for you. And obviously we know, we are still telling of that Abraham's blessings till date. Why? Because he obeyed. Obedience gives you what? Turnaround. And I decree concerning you that you will experience a great turnaround in the name of Jesus. Number three, secure divine help. Secure divine help. Everyone needs help. Most importantly, divine help. Everybody needs help. We all need help materially. We all need help spiritually. We all need help emotionally. We all need help in one area of your life. And I decree concerning you this morning, in any area you need help, God will send you help in the name of Jesus. I say Jehovah will send you help. There is no self-made man. There's no self-made man. If everything you have is just by yourself, nobody helped you, you are a limited person. And I know for somebody here, nobody is limited. And I know you will not be limited in the name of Jesus. Help! 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 When you don't lack help, that is a great way of what? Turn around. Help! You desire financial help. God gives you. You desire this, is God sends you help. In that area, God sends you help. Help, securing divine help is one major way of experiencing supernatural turnaround. In Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2. Quickly, let's read together Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Our help comes from God. Our help comes from where? Your help is not from any man. Your help is from God. When you go to God and you seek help from him, he turns you around. In the book of Ruth, I will just paraphrase that story. Ruth chapter 1. There's a story of a woman called Ruth. Ruth married, and if you read for that, okay, let me just give you a short history of what Ruth went through. Ruth got married. Okay, she was a Moabite. Having got married, and for 10 years, no issue, no child. She was childless. As if that was not enough. After the child, on top of that childlessness, she lost her husband. The husband died. On top that one again, the mother-in-law sent her packing and told her to face Moab. Go back, like we usually say, face Tanke. This one is face Moab. Praise the Lord. And for her, it was so devastating. So devastating. I don't know how, but a woman normally, having gone through, okay, can we just read that? So, and they took them wives. Okay, let's, from verse 4. And they took them, wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Did you see that? That means she'd been married for 10 years. Next verse. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. The next verse. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. If you read further down, in that particular, the particular place, she said, she actually told her daughter, where first she went forth out of the place, and Naomi sent also her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you as he have dealt with the dead and with me. Let's read further down. There's a particular place I'm looking for. The Lord grants you that ye might find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. But these two did not return. If you read further down, they didn't return immediately. But she convinced, and after a while, the Bible says, Orpah returned back. She said, return back to our own gods, small g gods. They returned back, and they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Orpah returned to her small g gods. Moabites serve their idol worshippers in the land of Moab. Their idol worshippers. Yeah, thank you, media. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, and said unto her gods, small g gods, return thou after thy sister-in-law. You to go back to those gods. Go back. But something remarkable about this Ruth, what did she do? She clave to Naomi. She clave. She sought help. I said, no. Despite the fact that she's barren, I mean, not barren, but she had no child for many years, no husband. Naomi said, even if I give birth to a new one right about now, before he will grow, before you can't marry him, go back to your gods. But you know something about Ruth? Ruth clave. Why? Because she said, your people shall be my, your God shall be my God. She at that point accepted Jehovah as her God. At that point sought for help from Jehovah. And that Jehovah turned her life around. You know so much about Ruth? Her life turned around. It didn't just turn around like that. But she got married. She got settled with a billionaire, Boaz. Boaz was well established. And it was as if it was him. I mean, it was her that she had been waiting for all the while. There was no dancer going around Boaz. Ruth settled with Boaz. That was supernatural turnaround. And you know something? Gave back about immediately. Not just giving back. Her child became one of the lineage of grace. She was the father. He gave back to Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse, you know, that's the line of Jesus Christ. That was a supernatural turnaround. You know something? God suspended protocol for the sake of Ruth, because she sought help with God. How did God suspend protocol? In Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 3. It is not allowed for Moabites to enter the land of Israel. It's not allowed. But she came in despite all odds. Protocol was suspended for her sake. Deuteronomy 23 verse 3. Moabites were not allowed. But she came in, not just coming in, because God stepped in on her behalf. She got married to a wealthy person, entered into the lineage of grace. Who should have been the mother of the lineage, I mean, in that line, if not for an Israelite, but a common Moabite came and became part of the lineage. Why? Because Jehovah, she sought Jehovah for help. Brethren, whatever situation, just like Ruth, I don't know how battered and shattered you might be, or you might have been. Don't give up. This lady, Orpah gave up and went back sharply. But even Orpah, I don't know, there was no record about Orpah afterwards. But I want to believe that a woman that has gotten married before, and after 10 years, you know, women, we grow old. It's beautiful. We have age, not age in terms of numbers now. So if you see a lady, you can, when you get home, you know, you can ask your mom to send you pictures of when she was. If you have seen pictures of your mom, maybe when she was 20 years, I'm sure she'll be looking so pretty. But you'll be looking at her now, and then so many things have set in. Physiology, a lot of wrinkles. Even if, no matter how the pancake you are trying to pancake, even if you live in a cool area whereby you are not exposed to sun, you will still be subjected to age. You will grow old. Hallelujah. You know, as women, after 10 years, I don't know how Pepe Yoyo she can look for a billionaire in that land to still be interested in her. If not for God that suspended protocols in her life, if not for God, she wouldn't have even been reckoned with anybody. Not to talk of even being among the lineage of grace. This morning, I don't know how shattered or battered your situation might be, but as you seek God's help this morning, help will come your way. And you know something about Boaz? Boaz was willing to help. Normally, there, when somebody dies, any man that agrees to marry, that man's children doesn't really become his own. It is for the dead person. That's how it was then. So he didn't mind. If it were, you know, with all his wealth, with all, you know, he had a lot of people under him, he didn't mind. Why? Because God sent help to what? Ruth. The first day, Ruth got to Boaz's farm to plow. I mean, to glean. They call it gleaning. Gleaning is picking things from the floor. They usually, it's like a law then in Israel. They leave little things for the poor so that they can at least have access. That's what gleaning is. She was there to glean. The first day Boaz set his eyes on her, he instructed his servants to, because of time, we can go home and read the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 2. Very interesting story. And she instructed his workers to say, look, leave this thing. Leave it. Intentionally drop them for her, because he knew that was help for her. That was help. Jehovah this morning will send you help. I don't know in what area you are desirous of help, financially, ministerially, help. A man, when you are connected to your helper, that settles you. You will be connected to your helper from today in the name of Jesus. I say you'll be connected to your helper from today in the name of Jesus. Look at 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. And then there was a particular story there also. There was so much famine in the land of Samaria. So much famine. So much famine. And you know what? The famine was so bad. I don't know how bad it was, could have been. But it was so bad that they began to eat each other. They were eating human beings. They peppered it, cooked it, boiled it, roasted it, and started to eat human beings. It was that bad. Hallelujah. But you know something? As bad as that situation was, my God, the God of protocol suspension, the God of by this time tomorrow, the God that we serve entered into the land of Samaria. If you read that place, let's quickly read 2 Kings 7, verse 2. Then a Lord, this Lord was like an authority in the land of Samaria. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned, answer. Probably he's the right-hand man of the king. Answer. I'm sure the right-hand man of the king knows so well about the books of Samaria. He knows the accounts. He knows how it has always been. And said, and answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, in other words, even if the whole heaven will open. If the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, what was the thing that he was saying that it would be? If you read in the previous verse, he said, so okay, just like saying a bag of rice will be sold for 50 naira. And then you now say, even if God opens the windows of heaven and pours rice, it cannot be. I don't know, but there are some level of situation when we calculate. It looks impossible with man. Everything you can calculate. And ordinarily, he was talking out of experience. Experience in terms of maybe he had PhD in nutrition. He had PhD in finance. Maybe he was a chartered accountant. Yes. Praise the Lord. You know, he was so leveled that his accountancy was worrying his brain. He couldn't discover when it was God and when it was human beings. Listen to me. When it is God speaking, God suspends everything and enters. For you, your case will be different. For you, Jehovah will step in. And you know something? This thing happened. The God of by this time tomorrow. If you read, because of my time, if you read further down, by this time tomorrow, that which the prophet had prophesied came to pass in Samaria. And the prophet, man of God, told him, look, you will see it. You will not be able to eat it. For everyone that has thoughts concerning you, that you cannot amount to anything. By this time tomorrow, the Lord of protocol suspension will suspend protocols on your behalf. He will turn your situation around. Perhaps the doctor's report have confirmed and have stamped you cannot have children anymore. By this time, 9 months from now, I am standing on this pulpit and I prophesy in the name of Jesus that you will carry your own children. Perhaps you have been concluded that with the look of it, your look, you can't get married. Maybe there is a strong man in your family that is standing and saying, Lou, no matter how good it might be, you cannot get married. By this time next year, you will be in your husband's house. And that strong man will see it and will be destroyed that very day. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is you're trusting God for, don't use your human calculation to calculate it. Why don't you seek God for help and let the helper of destiny help you? And I know this morning, the helper of destiny would help you in the name of Jesus. And lastly, sacrificial giving. Lastly, how can you enjoy supernatural turnaround? Sacrificial giving. In Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1. Genesis 22, I'm going to paraphrase, my time is almost up. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. You can read further. God asked Abraham, go and sacrifice Isaac on a particular place. It will require him to travel 3 days to that place to go and sacrifice Isaac. And you know something? Abraham did it. When Abraham did it, he got to Moriah hastily. He didn't procrastinate. Hastily, he got there. And as he was about slaughtering the boy, God said, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Kai. And because of that, God swore over Abraham. God swore over Abraham and said, in blessing, I will bless thee. And, you know, I think it is in verse, let's quickly go to verse 16 to 17 and see how God so swore over Abraham and said, by myself have I sworn. When God swore over Abraham, God, there's no other greater person than God. So there was no other person God could have sworn by, if not by himself. God himself does not like swearing. He said, yes, your nay be nay, and let your yea be yea. But he was so provoked by the level of sacrifice. I don't know if, you know, God specified for Abraham. God said, your only son. So that he will not be thinking of going to bring Ishmael. No, at that time Ishmael had even left his house. He said, by your only son, whom thou lovest, go and sacrifice him. And you know something miracle, I mean something funny. The Bible said, as he was about to do it, God opened his eyes. And God told him, look behind you. The Bible says, a ram was caught in the thicket of the thorns. There was a ram already there. The ram did not descend and say, Abraham, oh, meh, this is me. No, the ram didn't do that. The ram had been there. God just told him to look, turn, and he saw the ram. You know something? God did that to tempt Abraham. He didn't do that to make him cry. Your level of sacrifice. God, and then God swore. Let's quickly read how God blessed him. 16 to 17. Let's first verse 17. That in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed. As the stars. Can you count the stars? That's the kind of level of blessing you and I are going to command. In the name of Jesus. Until you get to a level that nothing is too big to deliver to God, you are not there yet for a turnaround. You are not there yet for a turnaround. Abraham, I don't know what could have been he could have been thinking in his head. He was old. God, you gave me this child at old age. Yes, you asked me to go and sacrifice. Are you God or you are a demon? But he didn't say that. He left it all. Until you get to a level whereby nothing is too big for you to drop down to God, then you can't access that supernatural turnaround yet. There is nothing that should be too big for you to give to God. In Psalm 126, verse 4 to 6, quickly. Psalm 126, verse 4 to 6. Psalm 126, I'll read. And it says, "Then turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears," somebody say tears, "shall reap in joy." Somebody say joy. "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless," somebody say doubtless, "come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Hallelujah. You cannot sow in tears and not reap in joy. Our God is a God of sacrifice. Is there anything you are trusting God for that has not come through? Oh, that works. On a platter of sacrifice, you can joke with a man for anything. When you notice a man is a man that loves sacrifice, is a man that sacrifices to God, don't toy with such a man. Why? Because God loves a sacrificial giver. Solomon did that. He sacrificed in one day 1,000 burnt offerings. Ram 1, Ram 2, Ram 3. If you are counting 1 to 1,000 yourself, you become tired. I can imagine how God will have watched Solomon. Perhaps he thought Solomon was joking. The first slaughter, the second slaughter, the third one, up to 500, to 600, to 700. Up to 1,000. God showed up immediately and gave him a blank check. Brethren, God will give you a blank check. But that blank check can only come on a place of sacrifice. Some of us, our level of giving, it needs to be born again. The same level of offering you have been given from January. You even hold it and squeeze it and change it, check it. If the 29 is not coming together before you drop it as your offering, change your level. A level is sacrifice. You know something about God? Our God, there's a story of this in the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. Chapter 3, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. This story, there was this man was a pagan. He did not know God. This man adopted this sacrificial giving. Israel was in battle. And God, how many of you know that, if you read through your Bible, once God steps into battle with Israel, no country can win that battle. Many times, he even does it in diverse ways. Sometimes he will make them kill each other. Sometimes he will make them hear noise. Sometimes he will kill them from the valley. Sometimes he will kill them from the mountain. He just does anyhow. And they all know, because Israel became a threat to every neighboring countries around them. But for this man, something happened in his life, in the life of that king. This king, I don't know how he did it, but he understood the principle of sacrificial giving. When he saw that the battle was so fierce. Let's read it together. "And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men." Can you imagine? He didn't take out of those men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Next verse, quickly. "Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and of a whole father." I don't know how many sons that man had. But the person that should have reigned in his stead. And immediately he did that. There was a great indignation against Israel. Indignation is thunder, fire, lightning, everything. Things were not okay anymore. And it was against Israel now. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. In other words, God saw this sacrifice looked like mine. God himself sacrificed his son to save you and I. This pagan and idol worshipper understood sacrificial giving. Even though God was backing the Israelites up, but immediately he came up with his son to slaughter and sacrifice. What he did commanded attention, and God withdrew from Israel and said, "Israel, go home. Go home. This one has passed my power. Go home. Go home. Go home. Whatever it is, whatever circumstances that looks like nothing can work." Brethren, I've come to tell you this morning, sacrifice. Pack something that you know is a sacrifice for you and give to God. Your sacrificial giving provokes. Don't wait for the turnaround to come. Provoke that turnaround yourself. You desire a turnaround in whatever area. Provoke it. Let your level of giving, it works. It had been, when we're trusting God for the fruit of the womb, my husband and I, it was as if this thing wasn't working, and then we have done every other thing. We packed something. That amount to us at that time was a lot of money. And we packed it together, we cried, and we prayed, and God did it. Brethren, there is nothing too difficult for God to do. But the question is anything too difficult for you to release to God? Is anything too difficult for you to release to God? That's the question. And on this note, I would like to tell you that the God of protocol suspension will visit you. The God of protocol suspension will visit you. He will visit you in your career. He will turn things around for you maritally. He will turn things around for you academically. Business-wise, you will not be the same. After today's service, the Lord will turn your situation around. Men will see you and envy you because of the God you serve. It will not just only be heard, it will be seen all over you. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Can we appreciate God this morning?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.